Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
If you want to leave me for another house, I totally understand.
House? Where's this coming from?
It's just, I know there's some newer homes on the market.
I didn't even know that, because I'm not looking.
I bet those other houses don't have a crack in their foundations.
You know that crack doesn't bother me.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
So I was driving in to the news bunker earlier today and got caught up in traffic and was listening to the morning show on KWAM, our flagship station in Memphis, Tennessee. By the way, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So I'm at the traffic light, and I'm listening to this fascinating conversation about going back to school. And, of course, a lot of folks getting ready to get back to school. You've got the sales. I was down at the Walmart the other day, and moms and dads are fighting over the notebooks and all the whatnot. And so anyway, the conversation was about school and classes that you wish you had when you were in school, or classes you wish you had now in the public school system. Because now they don't teach the kids anything. I mean, the poor kids are coming, they're coming out of public education and they don't even know what bathroom to use. They don't know their pronouns. They can't make change down at the Walmart. And that's a story for another day. But it got me to thinking as I was listening to the conversation, you know, we really could, if we could overhaul the nation's public education system, what sort of classes would we require for kids to have? Because now you've got to take diversity classes. You've got to take the critical race theory. If you're a white person, you've got to spend a good amount of the day apologizing for the color of your skin and doing penance. There's a lot going on, but there's not a lot of education going on in the public school system. Like, for example, how many kids don't know how to balance their checkbook? How many kids don't know how to write a budget and live by a budget? And I'm wondering if we have gotten so far out there that schools are not equipping kids with very practical things. And yeah, I think moms and dads ought to be teaching their kids, but I'm afraid to say moms and dads may not know, because moms and dads were not taught those kinds of things. You know, Grace Baker, I remember when I was a kid growing up, in second grade at Hope P. Sullivan Elementary School in South Haven, Mississippi. I remember by, I think, first or second grade, we were learning how to write and to do, you know, we were learning, by the time I got into grade school, we knew how to address a letter to someone. We knew how to write an envelope, how to, you know, where the names went and the addresses on the envelope. There's a lot of stuff that we were learning, very practical things that we learned in the classroom.
I mean, I was homeschooled, but I learned how to write in cursive. I still write in cursive a lot.
Do they even teach that?
Not normally,
in
no.
schools now?
Mm-hmm,
I don't think they do.
At a typing class, cursive writing, I also learned how to, you know, balance a checkbook and address letters and, you know, how to format a letter and all that good stuff.
It's, I mean, typing, you had to take a typing class. If you were a guy, you had to take shop class. If you were a girl, you know, took home economics.
Yeah, none of that anymore.
No, because then, you know, you could, I mean, after, you know, the guys in shop class, they would, you know, they're hot and sweaty. They've been working on, you know, taking a car apart. And they're like to the girl classmates, make me a sandwich.
See, I would have liked to have had both classes. Because I didn't know how to change a flat tire. I didn't know how to do that kind of thing.
So you think in today's modern world, women should be able to change tires?
Yes.
and change their oil?
Yep.
Change the brake pads?
I think that would be wonderful.
All right. Yeah,
and then just, you know, the basics in the kitchen. You don't have to be over here like, I'm going to make you a souffle. No, just know how to make some cookies. Give me a break.
Well, and that's a fair enough point. So, but the problem is, I think we are so focused now on gender studies that nothing else matters.
Now, no one knows anything, so everyone's useless.
Exactly. I mean, and that's the problem, mm-hmm. is that nobody has any common sense. Just think about this. What would happen? You're about to go on a road trip with Mr. Producer.
Yes.
What would happen if the internet went down, Siri just disappeared, and you had no maps? You had nobody telling you in your car that voice, turn left here.
I'm very directionally challenged, so I would be totally...
Nobody would
know. Up a creek without a paddle.
They would freak out just trying to unfold the Rand McNally map. And you guys of a certain age know exactly what I'm talking about.
I'll admit,
here.
We would have probably no idea.
No, nobody ever.
But Mr. Producer can change the tire if it goes flat.
Well, there you
go.
That's
good.
That's good. So all that to say, ladies and gentlemen, I'm curious. What do we need? If we had a chance on this program to overhaul the nation's public school system, what classes would you say are mandatory that we need to be teaching in our public education system? But I want to take it a step further. Does your kid really need to go to college? Does everybody really need a college degree? I mean, even a let's not even say a majority. Do most kids need to go to college in America? Is it just a waste of time and you're saddling these kids with tens of thousands of dollars in debt? And I'm telling you, I don't think they do. I don't think the average American kid necessarily needs to go to college. A lot of those folks just want to jump into the workforce. Others want to go to a community college or a technical school, a trade school. And I know people, young people within my own family, some of whom went to college and they've got tens of thousands of dollars of debt they're paying off, and others who went to a trade school and they're already making the down payment on their first house. And I'm wondering if we have lost sight of what this country is really all about and who this country really is and who we are as a country, where we're not a nation of academic eggheads. We're a bunch of hardworking folks. America, at its core, is a blue-collar nation. So anyway, I bring this up because there's a fascinating story in The College Fix. Jennifer Cabaney is the editor, and she did a story about a professor at Providence College. This guy, his name is Anthony Esselin, and he is an English professor. And shocker, he's a conservative. Let me put a pin right there for just a moment. New survey came out from Harvard University. It's a fascinating survey. According to the Harvard Crimson Student Newspaper, they reached out to every faculty member, and they've determined only 1% of the faculty at Harvard is conservative. And by 1%, I think it's like one person on the faculty is a conservative at Harvard University. Now, I know a lot of you people are saying, yeah, so what? And chicken's fried. I mean, come on. Well, yeah, but the shocking part of the story is over 75% say they don't have a problem with the fact there's no ideological diversity. In other words, all the liberals say, we don't want any conservatives here. We want people to think like we think. And that's a big problem for America, because most of our leaders, whether you like it or not, are coming out of those Ivy League schools. That's a problem. Anyway, back to the story. Professor Esselin is a conservative and a staunch defender of free speech. He also is a big opponent of leftist totalitarianism. He's got a brand new book out called Out of the Ashes. We're going to try to get this guy on the show. I like the way he thinks. Here's what he had to say about college education in America. Debauchery, perversion. Well, let me back up here. He says there are certain values prioritized on college campuses nowadays. So these are the values, he says, that the left prioritizes on college campuses, where you are about to send your child, who, by the way, at this moment, loves America, loves God, and knows his pronouns, and you watch what's going to happen when they come back to you in the fall with that big load of dirty laundry. But these are the values that your child is going to learn to embrace on the secular public university campus. Debauchery, perversion, contempt for your benighted ancestors, that's you white folks out there, lazy agnosticism, easy and costless pacifism, political maneuvering, and an enforcement of a new orthodoxy that, in denying rational analysis, seeks to render itself immune to criticism. You sink yourself in debt to discover that your sons and daughters have been severed from their faith, their morals, and their reason. And he offers a pretty good recommendation for all of you moms and dads who are getting ready to write big checks to those public universities. He says this: sending your child to a whorehouse or a mental ward would be much cheaper, and they might be healthier too. I like this guy. Grace, we got to get this guy on the show. But he's got a point here, right? I mean, you look at Sex Week. They have these sex weeks on all these university and public school campuses. They did that at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. There was some freaky stuff going on Rocky Top. And you know what happened? Lawmakers got involved, and they said, fine. You know what? You're going to cavort around with sheep and Lord knows what not over there? Fine, we're going to take away your funding. No, I don't know if there were sheep. I don't know. Maybe goats. I don't know. But you have to play hardball with these people. And so, again, why waste your money? Is a college education absolutely necessary to be successful in America? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. You got to read this story over the College Fix. The headline, conservative professor rebukes higher ed. Whorehouses and mental wards would be much cheaper. That's good stuff. Well, we've got a crazy show for you. A lot going on up on Capitol Hill. We're going to get to all of it. Also, dueling speeches between Mike Pence and Donald Trump in Washington, D.C. today. And we're going to do a blow-by-blow comparison. We'll get into that as well. Got to take a break. This is the Todd Stern Show. We're all feeling the pain at the pump and at the grocery store, too. The market is plunging, and Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. But even worse, seniors are struggling to survive. It's not time to panic, but it is time to act. My friends at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, will help you save money on things like cell phone plans, travel, and restaurants. But AMAC does much more than offer senior discounts. Your membership will support their nonprofit AMAC Action, which takes the challenges against our Constitution and a free market straight to Capitol Hill. Joining is easy. Just go to amac.us/starns to start saving today. 2.3 million Americans have already joined AMAC, and you should too. AMAC cares about you and America, so save money and support conservative causes. Go to amac.us/starns. It's only $16 per year, and great news, anyone can join. Go to amac.us/starns. That's amac.us/starns. Well, we have to thank Tony from Olive Branch, Mississippi, one of our listeners on KWAM, came by the station earlier today. He's got a big, huge, is it farm or garden? I don't know. But the guy's growing cucumbers and tomatoes out the wazoo. And he brought by a big old basket of fresh tomatoes and cucumbers. Saw some peppers in there.
I'm making a tomato pie.
I'm making a homemade Todd Stearns, and if you read my book, Grace Baker, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, I have my recipe for Todd's homemade Mater sandwich.
Yes.
And I'm making a Mater sandwich this afternoon.
That sounds pretty good. I'm going to make my pie. It'll be good.
All right. You got to bring some for the rest of us.
I will do my best if there's any left.
By the way, if you're going to make a Mater sandwich, you got to use white bread. And I'm not racist. It's just you got to use the white bread.
It just tastes the best.
It tastes the best. Mm. And you've got to use Hellman's mayonnaise. I know we got a lot of Duke's mayonnaise people out there, but I'm a Hellman's guy when it comes
Kyle
to Mater sandwiches.
Grimaced at you.
I know. I saw that. I saw it. But anyway, you got to get the book. It's a great recipe, actually. But before we go to the phones here, by the way, here is the question of the hour. You get to create the class load for American public schools. What classes do kids need to be taking to be productive members of society? 844-747-8868. Hang tight. We're going to get to your calls. This is from National Public Welfare Radio. They're saying that there is literally a historic drop in the number of American kids going to school. Now, this is from earlier in the year. This is from January. And these were the numbers. So these are the most recent numbers. According to the National Student Clearinghouse, more than a million students opted not to go to college this year. More than a million. As a matter of fact, the numbers in undergraduate enrollment have fallen nearly 7%. It's the largest two-year decrease in more than 50 years. And I say that if we keep this up, the country is going to be stronger and more patriotic because the kids are learning to hate America in those college and university campuses. So if you're not going, if you're actually jumping into the workforce and you're starting to understand all of the taxes that are being taken out of your check every day, you're going to be more likely to become a conservative. And you're going to love America. All right, let's go to the phones here. Edward in Statesville, North Carolina. Edward, what say you?
I say howdy, Todd. How are you doing today?
Edward, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
I appreciate you taking my call. I just had a couple keynotes that I would like to add to your question. First of all, we need more kids to be able to learn how to count change back without having to use a computer or calculator.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
It's horrible. The other thing is kids need to learn how to read a tape measure.
Really? Simple now, thing. This is interesting. Why do you say that?
Well, I've tried hiring a couple of young guys to help me around the farm, and they did not know how to read a tape measure.
Is that right? How do you not know how to read a tape measure?
Good question. I wouldn't know.
Oh, man. Well, were you able to teach it? Were they teachable?
I tried my best.
Okay. That doesn't sound very...
But a lot of these kids would be clueless if, I mean, just reading a micrometer. And I'm not talking the digital one that reads it out for you. I'm talking like the dial calipers.
Fast, you know, Edward, you raise a good point here, and you think about, okay, what would happen? Just you're sitting around one day and you're thinking, what would happen if the lights went out? What happens if the electricity doesn't come back on? How many of us would actually be able to function in a society like that? And I think we'd have a lot of people. You get rid of the computers and people are clueless. We've raised a dumb society.
Very true, sir.
It's unfortunate.
Things you could add to that. I mean, basic life skills like changing a diaper. You said changing a tire. Most of them are going to grow up to have kids. Learn how to change a diaper.
Yeah, I'll leave that to the missus. sometimes it's good to be ignorant about things, Edward.
It's life management. But Todd, I appreciate your phone call. We love you and God bless you. And hope you come back around here to Statesville.
Oh, we'll be down there soon. Edward, thanks for calling in. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Well, President Trump is fired up. He's spitting mad over at Fox News and says that our friends over on the curvy couch, that would be the Fox and Friends crowd, have gone over to the dark side. There are a lot of reports out there that Rupert Murdoch has turned on Donald Trump. Rupert Murdoch, he owns a Fox News channel as well as the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal. And over the weekend, both of the news publications came out with anti-Trump editorials. And they say President Trump is unfit to serve. It's not a matter of guilt or innocence. It's a matter of morality. And they're saying that President Trump is an immoral human being. He's an immoral person. Do you believe that? Do you find that to be the case? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Anyway, President was upset because Fox and Friends, they were sharing polls that have Ron DeSantis beating Donald Trump. And I don't believe these polls. I think these polls are outliers because when you look at the polling data that came out of Turning Point USA, which was held in Tampa, Florida, President Trump had well over 70-some-odd percent of the vote in the straw poll there. So there's a lot to discuss about this, but clearly Fox News is no friend of Donald Trump, and that's one of the reasons they've been broadcasting the hearings as well, the January 6 hearings. Just remember, Fox, they're broadcasting the hearings. but they're not broadcasting the president's rallies. All right, we're going to get to your calls on all these topics coming up next. 844-747-8868. Lines are open. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, normally $89.98, now only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable, have a cool, crisp feel, and these come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. That's 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. You know what I wish they would teach in school? Driver's education. I mean, these people around Tennessee, I don't know what's happening in Memphis, but it's like a war zone out there. It's Mad Max on the interstates. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. 844-747-8868. We've been asking you about the nation's education system. Would we be better off if fewer people went to college? And also, what classes do they need to be teaching kids these days that they're not teaching? Let's go to Cliff on the line from North Carolina. All right, Cliff, what say you? Hello?
My first time calling. Can you hear me?
You're coming in loud and clear.
Okay, well, my comment was this. I think they need to be taught communication skills, because everything they do is on the phone. Even if they go out on a date, they're sitting across each other, texting each other instead of talking. So that would be my suggestion. Communication skills.
You know, that is so true, Cliff. I mean, even if you go to the movies these days, nobody's watching the screen. They're all got their little phones out.
Right. And it's sad.
Oh, it is sad. Cliff, there is something to that. And I saw a study about what social media, and how if you're on social media too much, it can really start playing with your mind and your relationships with other people, because you don't have those communication skills that you mentioned.
There you go. And trust me, when you're out there in the work world, you have to learn how to sell yourself. If you don't know how to talk, then you're really up the creek.
That's a fair statement, Cliff. I mean, it's the, you know, again, I don't know many people in the Generation Z crowd that could probably craft sentences. It's all, you know, LOLs or OMG this or the emojis.
Right.
It's very unfortunate. Oh, very sad.
It's sad. Really is. I look at it and I said, my English teacher would have a fit if he saw what they said.
You got that right. All right, Cliff. Thanks for the call now.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Bob in Georgia. All right, Bob, what's up?
Hey there from the hot and sunny Georgia today. It bothers me what I'm seeing. I do a lot of online stuff, and I'm finding that they're teaching kindergartners to masturbate in school.
Wait, what? What?
I'm seeing that. It's all over Twitter. It's all over Instagram. That the curriculum, and honestly, I wish I had it in front of me, because I'd tell you the name of the curriculum, because there's a website. And it just, that sounds perverted to me. But I have seen where there's been a lot of pedophiles that turned out to be teachers arrested recently.
Wow. You know, Bob, they're not taught. You're right. There are, and there's a story out. Someone did a compilation, and there is a massive massive number of public school teachers that have been arrested on child sex charges. And nobody's talking about that because of the almighty teachers unions.
Yeah, the teachers unions seem to be the problem. It seems that they had the agenda, but it all goes back to Attorney General Garland's son writes the books for that agenda.
Well, I don't know anything about that. But, Bob, I can tell you this.
Do the research.
Well, yeah, we'll look into it, Bob. But, again, I don't know anything about it. This is the first I'm hearing of it. And you think that would be major news if, in fact, that was accurate.
Well, the news is not reporting what they should be reporting.
All right.
They're reporting what they're told to.
Okay. Bob, appreciate the call. Bob says they're teaching four-year-olds about pleasuring themselves. Come on. Really? I mean, I believe it. I mean, you've seen the stories out there in recent, over the past couple of days, I think libs of TikTok, they've been exposing the radical sex agenda that's geared towards the preschool crowd now, where they're literally saying that children as young as 2 years old can identify as transgender. So this is out there, and to Bob's point, I mean, you can Google it, and you'll be able to find all the intel there, but it's pretty crazy. We've got a China virus update to share with you. So, Dr. Anthony Fauci is back, and he is saying, hey, school right around the corner, time to get the kids a mask.
Who are in a zone or a county, state, or a city that has a very high level of dynamic of viral circulation, the CDC would recommend strongly that you wear a mask in a congregate indoor setting. And that would include schools, places of work, anything that brings people together in a closed environment. That is good public health practice.
All right. So Furor Fauci says the children need to be masking up. This is already happening in Kentucky and also California, where school districts are telling their kids they've got to wear the face burkas. Again, another China virus update. So, Dr. and Furor Fauci says that Americans need to study the vaccine even further.
A number of studies, New York Times just did one about menstruating cycles and how that is affected by vaccines.
Yeah, though, well, the menstrual thing is something that seems to be quite transient and temporary. That's the point. That's one of the points. We need to study it more.
Wait, what? Is it? It's a little late for that. A little late for that, Doc. By the way, are they going to study the fact that you've got these athletes, these young people that are just dropping dead every single day? Just yesterday, you had another athlete, 25 years old, perfect condition, drops dead. And the common denominator at all of these deaths is that everybody has been vaccinated. Anybody going to study that? Anybody going to study the impact that the vaccine is having on perfectly healthy people? They get the vaccine and they drop dead. Seems to me that's a big problem. Oh, also, we've got an update on the monkeypox. Oh, sweet Lord Almighty. Monkeypox is becoming a big, big deal here in the United States of America. Cut number 11, please.
We do have seen now two cases that have occurred in children. Both of those children are traced back to individuals who come from the men who have sex with men community, the gay men community. And so when we have seen those cases in children, they have generally been what I call adjacent to the community most at risk.
So
I should also mention, importantly, those children are doing well.
So wait. Can we go back here for just a moment and let's just unpack here what the CDC director has to say. This is Dr. Rochelle Walensky. So we've known from day one that the monkeypox is an STD. They're not going to tell that to you, but that's what it is. Because they've been telling people over and over again, if you don't want to get monkeypox, don't have sex. Therefore, it is a sexually transmitted disease. But now word is coming out of children coming down, catching the monkeypox. And now they're telling us, and this again is from the CDC, and I want to be careful here because you know how the human rights and GLAAD and all these LGBT activist groups are. They're going to be accusing anybody talking about monkeypox of homophobia, but that's not it at all. You've got a specific demographic coming down with this disease, and they don't want you to know about it. But Walensky let it slip. Again, cut number 11.
We do have seen now two cases that have occurred in children. Both of those children are traced back to individuals who come from the men who have sex with men community, the gay men community. And so when we have seen those cases in children, they have generally been what I call adjacent to the community most at risk.
Did you see this? Oh, hold on. I just stop here. Did you see what she said, though? This. Listen to what she said. She was talking. She didn't even want to say the word gay. It's the men having sex community. Well, they are freaking out over this because they know they've got a problem within a specific community, and they cannot call that community out without being accused of homophobia. And that's what's really going on here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. May I tell you about Life Change Tea? They're having an incredible summer sale. Buy three, get one free. Life Change Tea is an amazing natural tea. I drink it every day. It's delicious. You can get three flavors, natural peppermint, pomegranate. Life Change Tea has been around since 2007, and it's made right here in the USA. I love this tea. It is incredibly refreshing. Super simple to brew. Just keep it in your fridge and drink some every day. GetTheTea.com to order yours today. GetTheTea.com. Now, check this out. I've got a code, Todd10. Todd10. Use that code. They're going to give you $10 off plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping, over $50 in savings. GetTheTea.com.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
All right, I have a question for you. If Mike Pence is the nominee in 2024, would you vote for Mike Pence? And do you think Mike Pence is capable of beating any Democrat that they put up against him? If, in fact, Mike Pence is the nominee. Now, President Trump is really upset with Mike Pence, no doubt about it, all right? But the former vice president needs to understand why the president is upset, and more importantly, why many of you are upset. And there's a reason for that. We're going to jump into the Todd Starnes Radio Show time machine, and we're going to go back to December of 2020. This is Mike Pence out there talking to you, the people. We were in the throes of the election chaos, the allegations of voter fraud, and the outright steal of the election. And here is the former vice president.
And as our election contest continues, I'll make you a promise. We're going to keep fighting until every legal vote is counted. We're going to keep fighting until every illegal vote is thrown out. We're going to win Georgia. We're going to save America. And we'll never stop fighting to make America great again. You watch.
Now, that man right there could have been president of the United States. You heard, I mean, these were thunderous cheers. Remember how angry we the people were during those days. And it didn't stop there. This was, look, that was in December of 2020. Let's move the time machine up a little bit to January the 4th, 2021.
I share the concerns of millions of Americans about voting irregularities. And I promise you, come this Wednesday, we'll have our day in Congress. We'll hear the objections. We'll hear the evidence. But tomorrow is Georgia's day. So for our faith, for our freedom, we need you to vote, Georgia.
So the question I have for the vice president is, what changed in just those few days? What changed? He was out there. And by the way, Mike Pence could be accused of doing what they're accusing President Trump of doing right now, fomenting the crowd, getting, you heard Mike Pence out there. Now, if Mike Pence truly believed what he was saying out there to we the people, why didn't he intervene? He had the opportunity, but why did he not? Now, Mike Pence can say, well, I consulted with the attorneys and what? Okay, fine. Then why were you out there with these crowds of people, Mr. Vice President? Why were you out there trying to rile up the crowd and telling them that you're going to be fighting until every illegal vote is thrown out? Well, he didn't do that. And that's why Donald Trump is so angry right now. That's why I suspect a lot of you are angry right now, because Mike Pence was out there every single day telling us that they're going to be fighting. Every step of the way, they're going to be fighting until every illegal vote is thrown out. And what happened when push came to shove for his time such as this? Mike Pence stood down. Now, you can have the constitutional argument about whether or not he should or should not have stood down. You can have that debate. But what is not up for debate is that Mike Pence, up until that day, was saying, fight, 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 and then he surrendered. And that's why Donald Trump, I believe, is so angry, and he feels betrayed, and that is why you, the great listeners of this radio program, feel betrayed by Mike Pence, because he was telling us one thing in public and another thing in private. I got a problem. I just have a genuine problem with that. And I like Vice President Mike Pence. I do believe he is a good and decent man, but he did the wrong thing here. Now, the question is, when did he do the wrong thing? Did he know, going out and giving that speech back in December of 2020 and on January 4th, did he know at that point that there was no steal? I mean, that's what they're alleging, is that there was no steal. And the establishment Republicans are saying, yeah, we gave it the old college try, but there were no irregularities. It was a fair election. So using their narrative, did Mike Pence believe there was a fair election on December of 2020? Did he believe that there was a fair election on January 4th of 2021 when he was out there saying that there was not? I'd like to know when Mike Pence embraced the establishment Republicans' belief that the vote was fair. When did that happen? I'd like to know. But this is why Donald Trump is so upset. We've got some audio from Mike Pence's speech. He was at the Young Americas Foundation. He says there's really not much difference between him and the president on the issues.
Hi, Mr. Vice President. First of all, thank you so much for being here.
Hi, what's your name?
And my name's Andrew Burchard. I go to Gettysburg College.
Hi, Andrew.
And my question is, President Trump and yourself are both speaking this week in D.C., and there seems to be a divide between the two of you on your outlook on what the future of the conservative movement might be. So do you think that this divide extends to the rest of the conservative movement? Like,
all right, let me stop here because we're not going to have time to play this. We'll play the response when we come back. But Mike Pence says, yeah, there's really not much difference between me and Trump. Do you buy into that? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We're going to get into that a little more in depth. Also, President Trump is infuriated with Fox News Channel. We'll explain why. And there are some troubles among some of the Trump Senate candidates running, and we're going to give you a rundown of those races, too. A lot going on. Stick around, everybody. This is the Tom Stearns Radio Show.
Progressive Insurance protects people's cars, homes, and other vehicles. But if you've ever seen our commercials or even just heard our name, you probably already knew that. What you may not know is that we support Humble Design, a nonprofit that furnishes homes for families and veterans emerging from homelessness. Because a little help goes a long way. And a lot of help. Well, you get the idea. Now, if you already knew all of this about Progressive Insurance, we're impressed. We'll have to find something else cool to tell you next time. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Very happy that you have chosen to hang out with us noon to 3 Eastern. By the way, ToddStearns.com, if you haven't already bookmarked our website, you need to do that. We have some great stories up, including an outline of our interview we had yesterday with Congressman Jim Banks about the U.S. military. Be sure to check that out. And also, we have a great store, lots of great things for you to purchase if you are a conservative or you have a conservative in your life. We have some wonderful books and clothing, apparel, all that kind of great stuff over at ToddStearns.com. Well, I mentioned in the last hour how a number of moms and dads are finally standing up and they're fighting back. There is an effort afoot to remask children all over America. And a lot of parents have said enough is enough. As a matter of fact, in Beverly Hills, California, a little while ago, we'll play some audio a little bit later on, Beverly Hills, California, they are rising up in defiance of the Los Angeles County Health Department and saying, we're not going to mask up our citizens. And I say, good for them. And the same thing is happening in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, Jefferson County, the largest school district in the state. Steve Ullum was on Fox News Channel earlier today. He's running for the public school board. And Steve, I understand that Jefferson County getting ready to order the kids to mask back up. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. And yeah, you're right. That announcement just came back out recently. They had been masked this entire time until middle of March of 2022. So they got to enjoy, a couple months of seeing the faces of their friends and teachers. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, bam, they're back in masks again. So you're right. We're like Beverly Hills. We're a group of parents here that are fed up with it. You know, children can literally go anywhere they want, whenever they want, with whomever they want, without the burden of mandates or masks. But the minute they step foot through the front door of a school building, they're treated as the most dangerous members of society, and they're forced to immediately mask up, as if masking them for those 8 hours of the day within the walls of a school does anything.
Steve, you know, I know that you are a parent and you are hearing from other parents. What sort of an impact is it having on these kids to wear that mask for 8 hours a day inside the school building?
Well, one of the reasons I decided to run for school board in District 3 is because I saw the negative effects myself. And it affected both me and my daughter. You know, it was an instant increase in stress and anxiety, both with the school shutdowns and the burden of having to wear masks. Her grades suffered. Her attitude suffered. Her love of school suffered. It caused undue stress in our household. It affected the relationship between me and my daughter. It got so bad, here there was no end in sight. We didn't know if they were ever going to be allowed to go back to school in person full time, or if they were ever going to be allowed out of masks. I made the choice to pull her out of public schools and put her into private. You know, and outside of that 3-month transition into that new setting, she excelled. All of a sudden, her attitude was better. Her grades started improving. She was named the most improved student. And they never had any mask mandate. They did not have any problems. I think we were on NTI learning for a maximum of 2 weeks for the entire year. They managed it well. And there's no reason every other school district can't do the same as the private schools in this area did.
Steve, let me jump in here because the district put out a statement. They're saying everyone, regardless of vaccination status, will be required to wear a mask on district property or on school buses. District policy automatically requires universal masking whenever the county has a high level of China virus spread, especially in the summertime. And I don't know what it's like there in Kentucky, but in Memphis, Tennessee, where we are, it's hotter than blue blazes out there. I can't imagine wearing a mask.
No, and it's the same thing here. We've got the same heat wave that everybody has. And you know what? It goes back to common sense, and that's the whole basis of the campaign that I'm running, is we've got to get back to common sense again. Common sense says that running around anywhere you want mask-free and then only masking because you step into a school makes no logical sense. We've seen the stress and anxiety levels raise in our kids. Coincidentally enough, we've got a record number of teachers leaving the profession. We've got grades that are suffering. We've got low proficiency rates in reading and math. We've got increased levels of violence in our schools. Nearly 15,000 fights this last school year and a record 23 gun incidents. You can't tell me that the stress caused by these school shutdowns and forced mandates is not playing a large role in the negative impacts we're seeing across the board.
All right, Steve, we're going to have to leave it there. Steve Ullum running for the school board in Jefferson County, Kentucky. We appreciate your time and good luck to you, sir.
One more thing quickly, Todd.
Very quickly, quickly.
The burden is not just on our kids. Our teachers are backed into a corner, and we've had plenty of teachers stressing the same difficulties that they're having in the classroom. This mask mandate is hurting our teachers because they're spending time monitoring things other than teaching. They don't like it any more than the parents and the students do. So we're fighting this to help everybody, not just the students, but the teachers and the parents alike.
All right, Steve, again, thank you for the call, and thanks for weighing in. Steve Ullum running for the school district there in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. And he brings up great points, and we've heard these. I mean, violence is off the charts, especially among juveniles. And you've got teachers who can't do any teaching because they're too busy monitoring and playing, a school nurse. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So look, before we go to break, and we're going to go right to the phones here, we have some very sad news from the world of Hollywood, and especially from the great TV shows of yesteryear. One of the stars of Leave It to Beaver has died.
Here they come. Come with a rum-tee-tum, they're having a toy parade.
rat when a fife and drum is leading the Kewpie Brigade. A gay young cat.
All right, Tony Dow, the star of Leave It to Beaver, has died. Tony Dow played Wally Cleaver on the popular show Leave It to Beaver. He was 77 years old and had been dealing with some health crises. But Tony Dow has died at the age of 77. We'll be right back.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
If you want to leave me for another house, I totally understand.
House? Where's this coming from?
It's just, I know there's some newer homes on the market.
I didn't even know that, because I'm not looking.
I bet those other houses don't have a crack in their foundations.
You know that crack doesn't bother me.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Faith in Georgia, WDUN, wants to weigh in on Mike Pence. Hi, Faith, what's on your mind?
It's Faye, but listen, I have been very involved in politics more than 35 years. I put signs out for the Bushes and Cheneys, and I worked so hard for them, for the Republicans, and I got so mad every time they voted for anything because John McCain, John Boehner, Paul Ryan, some of the Republicans came out and said why they couldn't do what we wanted them to do. They had to be Democrats all that they wanted. I got so mad. Then I realized when Trump got there, he is them, they were, the Bushes and all of that group were not looking out for America first. And I do not appreciate it. And I have called Washington quite often and expressed my opinions, thank the ones that are really working hard for America first. So I would never, ever vote. I like Mike Pence, but I would never vote for him because he's got the Bushes and the Never Trumpers right behind him. So I would never vote for him ever again.
I'll take it a step further. I don't think Mike Pence knows how to fight. I think he represents the old school Republican Party, the pre-Trump party that capitulates. He just wants to get along. And all you have to do is go back to 2015. Mike Pence, when he was governor of Indiana, he signed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. But then all you know what broke out, and you know how it goes. You've got these radical gay rights people. They declared war on Mike Pence, and what did he do? He capitulated. He rescinded it and infuriated the evangelicals to the point that the reason why Trump picked him was to save him from being defeated in his reelection bid. I mean, this was a horrible thing back in the day. So you've got Mike Pence, who has a history of backing down in the face of adversity. You have him out there in 2020 and 2021 saying, we're going to fight. And then when it came time to fight, what did he do?
He surrendered just like he has always done, like all of the Republicans in the swamp.
That's
it. We just did not realize this until Trump exposed all of them. And that's why they hate him. They hate him. And we love him because we know now he was standing for us hardworking Americans. My late husband and I made many sacrifices during the Vietnam War for America. And now they're trying to destroy what we love, and I do not appreciate it at all.
I don't blame you one bit, Faye, not one bit. And God bless you, and thank you for listening to this radio program. You give us a call back. I like the way you think. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Do you feel like, Faye, that you've just been betrayed by some of these Republicans? And I think a lot of people feel like Mike Pence betrayed them on January the 6th. especially when you go back and look how Mike Pence was, look how Mike Pence was talking on January the 4th. So again, I want to go back. This is 2 days, 2 days before January 6th. When Mike Pence, and again, Mike Pence now is saying, well, I did not have the authority under the Constitution to do X, Y, or Z. But that's not what he was saying on January the 6th, cut 16.
I share the concerns of millions of Americans about voting irregularities. And I promise you, come this Wednesday, we'll have our day in Congress. We'll hear the objections. We'll hear the evidence. But tomorrow is Georgia's day. So for our faith, for our freedom, we need you to vote, Georgia.
We'll have our day in Congress. We'll have our day in Congress. I want to know what happened. And again, there may be a reasonable explanation. But I'd like to hear what happened between January 4th when Mike Pence gave that speech and January 6th when he waved the white flag of surrender. And that's why I believe all of you folks are out there, and correct me if I'm wrong, maybe you are big Pence supporters. Maybe you believe that Mike Pence is the future of the Republican Party. But I believe that the reason why so many people were angry at Mike Pence is because he stood down. He was telling you folks one thing in front of your faces, and he was doing something entirely different behind closed doors. In other words, it was politics as usual. Let's go to Harold, North Carolina. All right, Harold, what say you?
I say that I was head of a commodity organization when Pence got elected in 1988 in Congress, and I thought, being from Indiana, that he would be somebody that would support a cause I could depend on. And I went in and talked to him about an issue, ethanol, and I thought we had an understanding. And then after I left, and when it came to the vote, he succumbed to the political pressure. And so I just wanted to reinforce some of the things you were saying a while ago about he's a good guy. I'd vote for him for good guy, but I wouldn't vote for him for president.
Yeah, Harold, I know a lot of people that feel the same way. And I think he's a great guy, a good Christian man. But we don't need a preacher in the White House. We need somebody that's going to be fighting for us and standing up when the going gets tough. And that guy was Donald Trump. And I think that guy is still Donald Trump.
As do I.
All right, Harold, appreciate the call. God bless you, sir. And again, Harold, just reiterating what we've been saying here is that when Mike Pence comes under pressure, when the political heat comes, Mike Pence is reaching for the air conditioner. He doesn't want to take that solid stand. And we have a documented history of that. So anyway, good luck to you, Mike Pence. Good luck to you. But I don't know. By the way, here is Mike Pence saying he and President Trump really aren't all that different. Cut 17.
Hi, Mr. Vice President. First of all, thank you so much for being here.
Hi, what's your name?
And my name's Andrew Burchard. I go to Gettysburg College.
Hi, Andrew.
And my question is, you, President Trump and yourself are both speaking this week in D.C., and there seems to be a divide between the two of you on your outlook on what the future of the conservative movement might be. So do you think that this divide extends to the rest of the conservative movement, like the general public, and what do you think we can do to alleviate it?
Well, I will tell you that I couldn't be more proud of the record of the Trump-Pence administration. I mean, for 4 years, we advanced the policies that I just described without apology, to promote a growing economy, to secure our border. We appointed more than 300 conservatives to our federal courts at every level, including three Supreme Court justices. We rebuilt our military, all of what I described. And I'll always be grateful for the opportunity to serve as vice president. So I don't know that our movement is that divided. I don't know that the president and I differ on issues. But we may differ on focus. I truly do believe that elections are about the future. and that it's absolutely essential at a time when so many Americans are hurting, so many families are struggling, that we don't give way to the temptation to look back. But I think the time has come for us to offer a bold, positive agenda to bring America back. And I'll continue to carry that message all across this nation.
All right. We'll be right back, folks. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. 844-747-8868. Is Mike Pence your guy, America?
Progressive presents, Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, read me the manual.
Using a Phillips screwdriver, dreinte die Haube, bis sie fit sitzt.
What was that?
Dreinte die Haube, bis sie fit sitzt.
This sounds like another language to me.
Okay, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
Maybe. What's next?
Next, Pony Ostium Pronus Intera.
Was that one Latin?
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
There's a lot of concern that evangelicals may get hosed by establishment Republicans up on Capitol Hill. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Right now, we know that a number of House Republicans signed on to this Respect for Marriage Act, and this is a bill that would enshrine same-sex marriage into federal law. But my next guest says it's going to do a heck of a lot more than that. He has written a letter to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, urging him to oppose the Respect for Marriage Act. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend from Alliance Defending Freedom, he is the president and CEO, Michael Ferris. Michael, good to have you back with us today.
Great to be with you, Todd. Thank you so much.
Michael, you've written a letter here, and I want you to explain to our listeners why you have concerns about this Respect for Marriage Act.
Well, the basic problem is that it goes well beyond Obergefell. But I will say at the outset, even if that's all it did, it was to codify Obergefell, that's not a good idea. Think what would have happened if Congress had codified Roe versus Wade, and we had that in our way when the Dobbs case came along. It would be an extremely difficult factor to overcome. So, but the plain truth is this act goes well beyond codifying Obergefell. It allows for any state definition of marriage to be federally enforced. So if a state decides we're going to go polygamy or plural marriages or all kinds of things that are out there in the left's lexicon these days, that could be a problem. The IRS can be sent against nonprofit organizations, denying them their tax-exempt status if they fail to adhere to this definition of marriage. Solicitor General Donald Borelli predicted that would be a problem. He was representing the Democrat administration in the Supreme Court in the Obergefell case, and he admitted that tax exemptions could be a problem under this kind of a regime. And so there are a variety of things. And finally, the nonprofits on the other side, the activists on the other side, could come after organizations that have any connection to the government whatsoever. If you're running a foster care program, if you have any kind of government connection in your portfolio as a nonprofit, they will claim that you're acting under color of state law and that you must honor the definition of marriage that this follows. So it's taking aim at all the people who hold to the traditional view of marriage and trying to force us to bow the knee.
Now, a number of people have signed on to this letter. Franklin Graham, our good friend Kelly Shackelford over at First Liberty Institute, Tony Perkins, Family Research Council, among others. I want to focus in on the churches and the religious groups. And you say that they could have big bullseyes on them. What do you mean by that? Why would these and how could these groups be targeted?
Well, there is a jurisdictional provision in the act that says that you must be acting under color of state law. And if you adopted only the traditional view of that, that would mean it binds only government officials. But the activist left are litigating new definitions of under color of state law, which means that if you were able to participate in a educational choice program where the states give you money under the new Arizona approach, for example, they could say your Christian school is now acting under color of state law because it's receiving state funds. And if that new definition of under color of state law is accepted, as the left is litigating and trying to get these definitions accepted, then the religious organizations that are participating in those kinds of programs would be subject to the law potentially. That's how it would work.
Michael Ferris, by the way, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, president, CEO of Alliance Defending Freedom. Michael, were you surprised by the number of Republicans that joined Democrats in the House? And do you have concerns that some Republicans might join on the Senate side and send this to the president?
We do have concerns about the Republicans in the Senate. And yes, I was surprised by the number. I didn't think there were that many without the discretion and courage to stand up for what was right. I guess after 40 years of doing this, I'm not terribly surprised by anything anymore. But the question is whether there are going to be 10 Republicans that do the wrong thing in the Senate. There are a couple of known suspects that are pretty well gone and lost causes on that. But we hope that Senator McConnell will get the message to the Republicans that they need to hold the line and not give the Democrats a victory here, that it's purely a stunt from their side, and it's a desire to rally their base. And what this will do will demoralize our base, that if they, if the idea is that Congress can override the constitutional principles that marriage belongs to the states, well, this is a warm-up act for Congress can override the ruling of the Supreme Court that the right to life belongs to the states as well. And so this is an important principle that we're fighting on right now, and that is the core values of this country, right to life, religious freedom, and many other things, depend on allowing the states to do the right thing on a systematic basis. And we don't need federal interference on these kinds of issues.
And again, it's when you look at the broader issue and look at it from a legal lens, Roe v. Wade was not about abortion. It was about the federal government overstepping its power and authority, which, quite frankly, is the same issue. And that was the point Justice Thomas was making in his argument as Obergefell. So this is a matter of righting a judicial wrong somewhere down the line. But to your point, now this has become a political hot potato.
Indeed. And yes, this bill is aimed squarely at Justice Thomas. And so, for one thing, Republicans should not be turning their back on one of the most important Supreme Court justices, all of them are important, but, Justice Thomas has stood up for the right principles time and again. And for us to turn and run in fear when we're right on every level on this issue. We're right as a matter of original constitutional law. We're right as a matter of basic policy. We're right as a matter of federalism. And so on all those scores, Republicans should be standing up for what's right and not, trying to kowtow to the left. They're not going to win leftist votes by doing the wrong thing here. This is simply an effort to see if they can embarrass people who want to stand up for the right thing and ultimately punish people who stand up for the right thing.
Have you heard from Mr. McConnell yet?
Not yet. Been pretty quick. Well, I think we will hear something, but I don't. It would be too quick to expect anything right now.
And I suspect, and I think it's fair to say, that should the Republican Party bolt on this particular issue and jettison this particular culture war issue, there's going to be blowback within the evangelical community.
Yes. I mean, and not just evangelicals, a high number of evangelicals, yes. But there are a lot of people in this country that believe in traditional marriage and believe in federalism. When you combine those things, that's a good part of our base. And we shouldn't forget that it wasn't all that long ago in political terms when the vast majority of states, Republicans and Democrats alike, were voting for traditional marriage. Why we think we need to turn tail on this at this point in time, you know, the day that President Obama got elected, California voted to protect traditional marriage. And so why we lose the lessons of those votes is beyond me.
All right. Well, Michael, we're going to leave it there. It's a very well-written letter. Let's hope that the Senate Republicans pay very close attention to the concerns that you and so many others are raising in the Christian community. And we really appreciate the great work you and your team are doing at ADF, Michael.
Well, thank you for getting the word out, Todd. You're one of the champions in telling the truth about what's going on in Washington.
Happy to do it. Michael Ferris, everybody, Alliance Defending Freedom. We have a link to their website, and you know they fight every single day for us, and they win. And we love winners here on the Todd Stearns radio program. All right, look, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we've got Mary in North Carolina, Connor in Boston. Lines open, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
Hey, remember how 20 years ago I switched to Progressive? Well, now it's the future, and I used all those savings to buy this new hologram phone. Because, you know, it's the future, and everything is holograms now.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
We have some breaking news from the nation's capital. The Vice President of the United States made a stunning admission just mere moments ago.
Good afternoon. I want to welcome these leaders for coming in to have this very important discussion about some of the most pressing issues of our time. I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit.
What does that mean? What is that? How we're supposed to do it now? Are we supposed to just when we introduce ourselves? Hello, man. My name is Todd Stearns. I'm a white heterosexual Southern Baptist man. I'm wearing a Brooks Brothers shirt. I'm wearing blue trousers and on cloud shoes. Oh, my pronouns. Our buttermilk biscuit. Is that what we're supposed to do now? Is that what we're supposed to do? These people are idiots. Straight up idiots. 844-747-8868 is our number.
Yeah, Todd, that's the big breaking news. She's a woman. She's a biologist now, actually, because she can say she's a woman.
This is somewhat shocking news because most of the women in the Biden administration don't know that they're in fact women, except for the men who think they're women.
My name is Grace Baker. I'm wearing a pink dress. I am a woman, and my pronouns are not crazy.
I'm Ted Cruz, and my pronoun is kiss my ass.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Mary in North Carolina, WHKP, our great affiliate there. Hi, Mary, what's on your mind?
Oh, I have two things. One, in the book of Daniel, in the King James Bible, if you go to chapter 11, verse 36, and read on down 37, it says the Antichrist, that's who it's describing, does not prefer a woman. That's why I think we're seeing all this grooming and trying to be accepted. They're getting ready for the Antichrist for the end time.
Woo!
And then Trump is who I'd vote for. I do not trust Pence.
You don't trust Mike Pence, huh?
No, he's kissing the Catholic Pope's ring.
Oh, okay. Didn't see that one coming. But all right. Well, Mary, thanks for that call. So Mary is no Pence fan. And I missed the part about the Antichrist, Grace. There was a glitch in the phone, but there's something about the Antichrist.
Ooh, a glitch in the phone.
Women. It could have been. You never know.
Anything's possible.
I don't like messing around with the Antichrist.
Mm-mm.
When you whip out the King James Version, hey.
Serious stuff.
That's hardcore right there now. Let's go to Boston. Connor, a man who knows his pronouns.
I do, and I'll tell you one thing. Kamala Harris, she's about as much of a woman as I'm a woman. Oh. I'll tell you that.
That's terrible. All right, Connor, what's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, I'm going to say this on air because I'm right near Harvard right now, and I'm recovering from the China virus, and they seem to get a little triggered over here. Whatever I say, the China virus. I have my windows open a little bit so they can hear me. But,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What was that phrase you just said, Connor?
Oh, excuse me. The China.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I got to get out of here before they get in their little scooters here and, you know, hang me from a tree or something.
Oh, they'll do it, too. They're on their little scooters. They're hemp rope.
Exactly, right? With the little pink hats on, you know. Elizabeth Warren lives in town here, so I got to be careful. You know, Pocahontas. But I'll tell you right now, when it comes to Mike Pence, he can go out there and he can go on the campaign trail as much as he wants and start to hint towards the campaign. I would vote for Nikki Haley before I'd vote for Mike Pence. I have no interest in voting for Mike Pence. He'd probably be about as effective, maybe a little bit better than Biden. But, yeah, no, I am not interested in Mike Pence whatsoever. We had greatness. And we don't need to really have Mike Pence go up there and try to be greatness because he never will be. He's demonstrated that time and time again. But
I just want to know, and Connor, nobody's asked him this question, and this is such an important question. What changed within 2 days? He went from saying, we're going to fight till the ends of the earth, to waving the white flag of surrender. And I want to know what happened between those 2 days.
You know, maybe it's just the inner swamp creature. You know, maybe he kind of morphed in. Maybe it's like the shapeshifter or something. And maybe it's just, you know, shifting to something else. But that's typically how these Washington politicians work. It depends on whatever's popular politically and whatever's going to save their own, you know, behind. You know,
that's
typically what Mike Pence. You know, so
Connor,
I'll get
you
back
doing...
here to China virus. But you know, talk about the China virus. All the Harvard people, your China virus once again.
Jeez, he's trying to. I hear what you're doing. You're driving by, you got the window down, and you're yelling China virus, and you're triggering all the little Harvard people.
I'll tell you, whenever I go by Harvard, they're all either rowing, they're all doing their yoga out on the green there or out front there. So if you go by there and you play your, like, I play your show going by there all the time. I mean, I love doing that, and they all look. But you really can get them going, and you can really kind of bring, you know, the conservative blowtorch here to Boston, which, you know, I love doing. You know that, my friend.
I love it. All right, Connor, you be good out there. Be safe.
You too, my friend.
That's Connor from Boston. He's our favorite millennial, and he's out there driving around. He works for, we can't say who he works for, but it's a great company. And he drives around Harvard with the windows rolled down, playing our national radio program, and he triggers a lot of the Harvard people. Again, what was it? 1% of the Harvard faculty identify as conservative. That's as diverse as they want to get down there. Interesting story from Newsmax. Senator Chuck Grassley has been in touch with whistleblowers. We'll get into more of this in the next hour of the program. But Senator Grassley says that there are whistleblowers within the FBI, and there are people trying to downplay and discredit some very damaging information about Hunter Biden. Now, we should not be surprised that this is happening, but he has fired off a letter to the Attorney General Merrick Garland, also Christopher Wray, the FBI director. CBS News got the exclusive yesterday, our good friend Catherine Herridge over there. And Grassley says, we need to figure out what this is all about, because the same people that are involved in this, trying to protect Hunter Biden, were among the same people that were trying to hoist the Russia collusion hoax on the American people. So you've got some very bad actors, and this, again, is why there are people saying if Trump is reelected, he needs to fire as many bureaucrats as possible. And if that's 10,000 or 20,000, however many need to go, we've got to clean out the swamp. But the idea they're going to turn a blind eye to what Hunter Biden's been doing, at the same time trying to convict President Trump of something he's never done. This is who they are, people. This is who they are. By the way, the president speaking 3 o'clock Eastern. You'll be able to watch that on Newsmax TV. All right, got to take a break. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Did you know 77% of women who wear bladder weakness products experience intimate skin irritation?
As if having incontinence wasn't stressful enough.
But Tena Intimate Pads have been gynecologist tested and do not cause skin irritation.
Gentle on my intimate skin? I need to try Tena Intimate Pads.
Visit TenaSample.com for your free sample. Kind to skin, protects like Tena.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit.
And my name is Todd Starnes. My pronouns are buttermilk biscuit. And I'm sitting at the anchor desk wearing a blue shirt. Hello, America. Hope you're doing great wherever you are. We don't know what the heck is happening up in Washington. That's why we've got our good friend here, Sean Spicer, host of one of the top-rated programs on Newsmax TV. Spicer and Company is the show. You watch it. You know who Sean is. Sean, good to have you with us today.
Great to be with you, Todd. I'm actually joining you from the America First Policy Summit, where President Trump's expected to address the crowd in just a few minutes.
Yeah, that's right. We've been waiting to hear the president. The latest we heard is at 3 o'clock Eastern is when the president should be delivering those remarks. What do you think we're going to expect to hear from the former president today, Sean?
You know, that's a great question, because, Todd, I've been talking to the folks here, and they've been laying out this agenda that is, you know, of an America First agenda that they say that they have talked to folks about that's supported not just by Republicans, but by independents and by a lot of Democrats, that poll tests very high. And so the point being is, I'll be interested to see how much the former president embraces this agenda that his former top staffers have put forward, and talks about that as opposed to maybe some of the stuff that you might hear at a rally. So I'm going to be intrigued to see how much the agenda and the policies influence his speech.
Yeah, that's why I'm very interested to hear this speech, Sean, because you're right. It is not going to be one of these rally speeches. This is going to be about policy. And it's, you know, over the past couple of weeks, we have seen an uptick in the number of appearances by Newt Gingrich on many of the conservative networks. And I'm wondering if Trump is maybe going to borrow a page from the old Speaker Newt playbook from that contract with America back in the 1990s.
Well, Newt's here, and he's been part of this. He's on the board, and so I think that's the influence of Gingrich. Will be interesting to see how much it is part of that conversation. I'm with you on this. I think that it's going to be really interesting to see how much of that sort of comes into this. You know, again, it's sort of interesting. You've got the former top staffers for President Trump putting this together based on what they thought a second term would be. Ostensibly, it's things that he should have wanted to do during a second term. But the question isn't whether he supports them or not. I think it's how much does he talk about them? How much does he animate the crowd with stories about what he would want to do on the policy front? And to your point, I mean, we hear a lot in the rallies about the issues he has with President Biden, the concerns he had about the last cycle. And I think all well and good. But the question I'll be interested in is how much does he talk about the future today?
Yeah, that's the key here, Sean, because I could see some sort of a contract with America 2.0 coming out of this, where you have all these folks running for Congress, signing onto this. They sweep Congress, and I think that just paves the way for the president to come out and say, all right, folks, now the next step is retaking the White House.
Well, that's right. I mean, does he give these members who are seeking election or re-election in just about 100 days from now, did he give them a roadmap that they embrace? And then he says, hey, you know, now you need a president that will sign this into law. And so, if so, I want to be that man. But, you know, is he going to be that ringleader? You saw Mike Pence earlier this morning try to lay out his vision, of what he thinks needs to get done. How much does that differ with what President Trump's about to articulate?
You see, Sean, and I think I don't think it's by chance that both of those men are in Washington, D.C., delivering speeches to two very different groups, yet at the same time, conservative groups. But when you look at Vice President Mike Pence, and we've had a lot of calls on this, they love Mike Pence. They like the guy, nice guy. They just don't see him as the fighter that Donald Trump is.
Yeah, and I get it. I mean, there's also, I always used to say that there's a difference between friends and roommates. And so there are people that are good friends of yours. You just don't necessarily want them to be your roommate, or a coworker or something like that. We can put people in different boxes. And I think that we've seen, a lot of people who appreciate Mike Pence's service, and, you know, what he did as vice president to President Trump, but maybe don't see him as the president or the fighter. But on the flip side, there are some people on the evangelical side that really do, think that you know, Pence, is the guy. I think it depends on what issues you care about most is where you come down on this.
All right. Sean Spicer with us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, folks, at the America First meeting today in Washington, D.C. Sean, I want you to put on your prognosticator cap here. What do you think the headline is going to be coming out of this speech from Trump today?
You and I must be like on the same phone calls, because I said that the variation of that same thing earlier today. I think the question is, what station are you listening to and what are you reading? Because I think there's going to be a lot of Pence versus Trump discussion on the mainstream media trying to make this more of a fight. I don't necessarily see it that way. I think two people who share the same vision, I mean, if you listen to Mike Pence's speech this morning, it was all about what they accomplished and what he sees as the future. I don't think it's that different. I think it comes down to personality, who you believe is a better fighter, who you believe is a better implementer of these policies. So I think that it just shows how many people we have on the field. But again, I think this is going to be, it depends on where you get your news from today. You're going to see two different reads on how today played out in Washington, depending on where you get your news from.
Love it. And you're right. And folks, you better be getting that news from Newsmax TV and the Todd Stearns radio show. So Sean,
And by the way, we tonight at 5 on Newsmax, we've got, you know, all these folks that are speaking here today. We had Linda McMahon yesterday, the chair of the organization, but we'll be breaking down these speeches and I think adding some insight that's very unique at 5 o'clock on Newsmax tonight. So I hope people, once they're done listening to Todd, turn on that TV and, head over to Newsmax.
We got your back on that. Sean, we're going to let you get back to it and have a great show later this afternoon. We'll be watching.
Thanks. If, by the way, just for what it's worth, as you're listening to Todd Starnes, I'm going to post some insider stuff on my Instagram stories to show people what it's like inside the room. So if you're listening to Todd and you're saying, hey, I this is great, I'd love to see what it looks like, I'm going to, once I hang up with you, I'll go post some stuff to give people a sense of what it looks
like. Sounds good. We're heading to Instagram. All right, that's good news. All right, Sean, appreciate it. Sean Spicer, everybody, from Newsmax TV, live in Washington, D.C. By the way, we've been, you know, again, this is the big issue and the big question. What is Trump going to do? Well, we're about to find out. In about 2 hours, we're going to be finding out, or rather about an hour from now, we're going to be finding out when the president finally does get up and speak. And this is not going to be some sort of a bombastic campaign speech. This is, from what we're being told, this is going to be a policy-driven speech. What have we been asking the president to do? We've been saying, Mr. President, got to make a pivot. What does the future look like? What do we need to be working towards? That speech is coming in just a little while. And this is something, and if I'm reading the cards here, and if I'm reading them correctly, it looks like we're going to get another contract with America. And what does that mean? That means that you're going to have all of these conservative candidates signing on to an agenda. That was a winning formula for Newt Gingrich and the Republicans back in the 1990s. And it stopped what could have been a pretty far-left agenda from developing within the Clinton administration in that second term. So what do you want to hear from the president today? What kind of policies are going to light you up? 844-747-8868, toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. I've got to tell you, Dick Morris's new book, it's incredible. It's a bestseller, already number one on Amazon. It's called The Return. That's right. It's about President Trump and his plan for 2024, his real reason for running, and his big coming surprise. Newsmax is a huge fan of the book. They say it's the best book of the year. You've got big media, big tech, deep state. They want to stop Trump. But The Return shows how President Trump will triumph. You can get a copy of The Return in bookstores, or you can see the free offer from Newsmax and save almost $28. Go to thereturn911.com. That's thereturn911.com for information. Thereturn911.com.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, hello, America. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hey, all you folks out in Oregon, KYKN country, I just heard a crazy rumor. I heard that it's going to be like over 100 degrees today out there. So you folks, I know you're not used to that kind of heat out there in Salem, Oregon. I was just out there. So here's what you need to do. Crank up that air conditioner, get yourself a big old jug of sweet tea, and don't move at all. So that's my recommendation. Hey, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. James in Arkansas. Hey, James, what's on your mind?
Well, I can tell you exactly what happened to Mike Pence. The reason he changed, you know, from one day to the next, essentially, this is what I can't tell you. I can't tell you if it's the Republicans or if it's Democrats or a combination of both. But essentially, he was pulled into the office and said, look, would you like to continue your political career or would you like it to end now? And he decided he wanted to continue his political career.
So you think he was given a choice, either do this or it's over?
Absolutely. I mean, it's no different than any other member of Congress that goes against the grain of the powers that be. They're pulled in the office and said, look, we will either support you when you want to run for office again, or we will not. Which do you like to do?
You know what, James? There could be something to that. All I can tell you is that when it comes time for a fight, Mike Pence is the man who stands down. And unfortunately, the guy's got a record.
Well, you know, the problem is the American people, and I hate to say this because it doesn't really apply to everyone, but the American people are so stupid, they don't realize the only solution to fix the political system we have right now is to issue 537 pink slips. That's the only solution.
That's it. That's it. James, appreciate the call, and thank you for listening. And that is a wise observation. Let's go to Pennsylvania. Tom on the KWAM app. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. I'd like to see Congress implement a policy opening up all the energy production we had under President Trump and at the same time make it impossible for any one president to come in and shut it back down. I don't know if that's something they can do, but they could. If I was an energy company, I wouldn't start producing energy again thinking, oh, well, the next president comes in and shuts it down. We wasted all that money.
Well, how do you think the Keystone Pipeline guys feel right about now?
Yeah, right. So I think it would have to be something that Congress could put in effect, and it would take Congress to take it out of effect again.
Tom, I like that idea. We'll see how that plays out. A lot of it will depend on what happens in the midterm elections. And who knows, we might be able to right a lot of wrongs by giving the Republicans control. Tom, got to run. Appreciate that call. Let's go to North Carolina. Alan wants to weigh in on Mike Pence. Hey, Alan, what say you?
Well, he's got no business anywhere near Trump's campaign. He's a coward. When it came time to stand up and stand beside Trump, he bowed out. He's an absolute coward.
Alan, going back to when Trump was looking for a running mate, there was a decision made. I'm not sure he was the best running mate for Trump. Trump thought he was because Mike Pence is a darling of the evangelical Christian community. But what I think Trump didn't understand, the evangelicals were going to go with him regardless.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked to have seen somebody else on that ticket. Only because I knew that Mike Pence would not be a good president if, in fact, Trump finished out his two terms. Mike Pence down the road would not be a viable candidate for the White House.
Well, he's not a fighter, and Trump needs fighters around him.
He sure does. You're absolutely right about that. All right, Alan, appreciate the call. Grace Baker, turn your microphone on. We just got some disturbing news. Now, many of you know that we have a lot of regulars that call into the program, and we sort of like family. We're a cast of characters here on the show. You never know who's going to call in, and sometimes folks call, and we have such a good time, we invite them to give us a call back. And one of those is our good friend, Sweet Miss Janice, down in New Orleans. And, Grace, I understand we got some information about Miss Janice.
Yeah, sadly, her husband had a stroke, and he's in the hospital.
Is that right?
Yeah, but he's okay. But he is in the hospital, and they're dealing with some complications and such. But he is okay. But, you know, we love Miss Janice. She calls me almost every day.
Well, I know she does, and she doesn't come on the air all those times.
No,
but
no.
She likes to call. And, again, that's, you know, we have a lot of folks that like to call, and we're always happy to say hello.
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, my goodness, well, we'll be praying for Miss Janice and her husband, and I told her to give us a call back and keep me updated.
We want to know, tell Miss Janice, we want to know how he's doing, and
yes.
You know, if there's anything we can do, and,
yes.
And we'll reach out privately, but I'm sure you folks would like to be aware of that, and you can certainly pray, put Miss Janice's husband and Miss Janice too, because that's got to be tough on her.
Yeah, very stressful.
All right, and do we have her info? Well, I'll talk to you about that in the break. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Grace. All right. So, again, folks, just put Miss Janice on your prayer list. Her husband had a stroke there in the hospital in New Orleans and a few complications. But we're just going to send some great prayers to Miss Janice as she goes through this difficult time. All right. We've got some. Before we go to break, we do have a monkeypox update.
It's raining bad.
All right, here's the latest. This is crazy. So apparently, a lot of people in France are coming down with the monkey virus. And you can figure out why yourself. But now the gay groups in France are very upset. And they're saying the government is not doing enough to tackle the disease. And they're demanding somebody take action. Meanwhile, across the channel in the U.K., They have figured out some breaking news. That's right, they've figured out how to cure monkeypox.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men. Amen.
This news coming from Breitbart, London. The UK Health Department is telling people who have monkeypox to stop having sex. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you stop having intercourse, you will not get the monkeypox. Just thought we'd throw that out there for you. So it's, you know, by the way, kids, if you're looking for a sex ed class, let me give you, Todd Starnes here, just as a public service announcement to the children of America. Here's your sex ed class. Don't do it. If you don't have sex, you're not going to get pregnant, and you won't have a baby. There you go. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Hey, head over now to our website. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, you should really do that, as well as our breaking news alerts. And you can download our podcast. All 3 hours of the show, you'll be able to listen to at your convenience. Again, ToddStarnes.com. We'll be right back, America.
The General Insurance presents Shower Ballads by Shaq.
And I'm gonna keep on loving you. turns out, everyone does sound better in the shower. And it turns out, The General is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years.
I just wanna keep on loving
you. For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General.
The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc. and Insurance Agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
Folks, I made the switch to Patriot Mobile a long time ago, and you should too. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And look, these people are the real deal. Longtime friends of this program, Patriot Mobile, they sponsor our Newsmaker line, and they've got some pretty incredible nationwide coverage. You say, all right, I get it, Todd, but do they cover my area? Well, they make it very simple. Go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. You type in your zip code, and they'll let you know. Again, they have broad nationwide coverage, and they use the same towers the other guys use. But more importantly, they've got a plan to fit any budget, along with some pretty awesome discounts for veterans and first responders. Switch right now. They make it super simple, folks. PatriotMobile.com/Todd, or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Listen up. Use my promo code Todd. You're going to get a special discount and free premier activation. Got to use promo code Todd. I do want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us Congresswoman Debbie Lesko from the great state of Arizona. Congresswoman, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be with you.
So big doings today in Washington. You have Vice President Mike Pence speaking with the Young Americas Foundation. President Trump is speaking to the America First organization here in just a matter of moments. Congresswoman, how exciting is it to have both those guys back in the nation's capital?
Well, it's fantastic, and I'm actually at the America First Conference, and so I decided that it's important to talk to you first before I hear from the president.
What do you hope to hear from the president today, Congresswoman?
Well, I hope to hear all his energy and enthusiasm and what he plans to do in America First Policy Institute for our nation, because as you know, President Biden has basically ruined our country. And we can't let him continue to do that. So hopefully Republicans take back the majority in the House and the Senate. We'll still have to contend with Biden, but 2024 is another opportunity for us to take back the presidency.
You know, one of the things that we had Sean Spicer on just a few moments ago, and Debbie, it's been interesting to see Newt Gingrich popping up more and more lately. Many people are wondering if we're going to see some sort of a Contract for America 2.0 coming out today.
Well, we'll find out, won't we? But I know that Kevin McCarthy has worked on with task force in the U.S. House of Representatives, and we're getting ready to go to introduce legislation in the first 100 days, if we take back the majority, to turn our country around and get rid of some of these crises, like the inflation crisis, the border crisis, and the gasoline price crisis, one crisis after another here in America, all caused by Biden and the Democrats.
Let's just say when the Republicans retake the House this fall, Debbie, what can we expect to see? Is there going to be a ferocity of focus on the side of the Republicans?
Well, yeah, we're going to focus on turning the country back around because, as I said, under President Biden and the Democrats and one-party rule, everything has gone wrong. I mean, just about anything. I can't think of one single thing that has gotten better in the United States. So I'm on the Energy and Commerce Committee, and we're planning to introduce legislation to unleash American oil and gas production, which will be the thing that will help reduce gasoline prices, which then in turn will reduce a lot of the other inflationary factors on groceries and so on and so forth. We also are planning on a whole variety of different initiatives that we're going to put forward to bring back America, keep taxes low, reduce a government burdensome regulation that is really strangleholding the American economy right now. I mean, the Biden administration says he wants all of this green New Deal stuff, which is fine to have electric vehicles and renewable energy, but you need baseload energy. You also need the mining to get the critical minerals so that we're not reliant on China. But Biden has shut down the mining in Arizona and other states throughout the country. And so they say one thing and they do the other. And so when Republicans take back majority, we're going to focus on what we can do for America. And we're also, quite frankly, going to do a lot of oversight hearings because there is very troubling actions going on with different agencies, including the EPA, including the Department of Justice, including the CDC. And I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
Debbie Lesko from Arizona's big 8th congressional district. What are people saying? What are you hearing from your constituents? What are the big issues on their mind as we head into the midterms?
Well, in Arizona, the number one issue is border security. I mean, it's just open. I mean, that's all I can say. As you know, President Biden from day one stopped construction of the fence. He got rid of all the Trump policies that reduced illegal immigration. And so now, as was reported, the Biden administration is thinking of giving IDs to all these illegal immigrants that are coming over, which is another incentive for more illegal immigrants to come here. I mean, he's just giving them all kinds of things, flying them around the country, busing them around the country. And it's a disaster. It's not only a disaster for America that we can't sustain millions and millions of illegal immigrants, but it's a national security disaster because there's 56 people now we've identified on the terrorist watch list that were apprehended. There's at least 500,000 getaways in this fiscal year, so we don't even know who is in our country. But it's also a humanitarian crisis. Think of all the women that are being raped, the girls that are being raped or sold into sex trafficking. It's just unconscionable that this president and the Democrats continue to be complicit in human trafficking and drug trafficking.
Well said. And Debbie, we're going to leave it there. We know the president's getting ready to speak here momentarily, and we look forward to hearing what he has to say.
Me too. I'm excited.
All right. Congresswoman Debbie Lesko from the great state of Arizona. Thank you, Congresswoman.
Thank you.
All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Did you hear this crazy story out of, was this Brooklyn, New York, where you had a bishop who was preaching and got robbed in the middle of the service? Take a listen to what happened.
How many of you have lost your faith because you saw somebody else die, what you about to go through? Yo. All right.
I seen 3 to 4 men come in. I said, all right. It's pretty much stating that I'm not going to do anything, right? Because I know y'all coming for me. Y'all coming straight to me. I don't want my parishioners hurt, right? I got women and children there. As I got down, one went to my wife and took all her jewelry and had the gun in front of my 8-month-old baby's face. Took off my bishop's ring, my wedding band, and took off my bishop's chain. And then I had chains underneath my robe. He started tapping my neck to see if anything else. So that means they knew. They watched and they knew that I have other jewelry. They had the guns on my deacons that was at the door. My church is traumatized. The women and children are still crying. Still crying. Babies are still crying. These men, they need to turn themselves in. I forgive you, and I'm praying for you. You know, and I hope that God deliver you from the mindset of who you are.
All right, so this happened in Canarsie, which is a neighborhood of Brooklyn. The name of the church, this was not a Catholic church, so it's not that kind of a bishop. The guy's name is Lamore Whitehead. He's 44 years old, and he's a bishop at the Leaders of Tomorrow International Ministries. And he says that he and his wife, in the middle of the sermon, were robbed at gunpoint. And Grace, here's the kicker. They stole more than $1 million worth of jewelry from the preacher.
What kind of tithing are these people doing?
I don't get it.
Dang.
The mayor, he's very close friends with Mayor Eric Adams, and the mayor's all upset. But anyway, people are like, and by the way, the robbers escaped in a white Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, my gosh. These are some well-to-do thieves.
Very well-to-do. So he was forced on the ground. And according to the New York Times, they stripped him of all of his jewelry, rings, chains, the whole nine yards.
How much was he wearing?
I mean, $1 million worth of jewelry. That's all. I mean, I'm not a big jewelry person. I don't even like wearing a watch. But, I mean, you're a woman. You wear the jewelry. All right. How much is $1 million? I mean, how much would you have to spend?
That's a lot of jewelry. That's a lot of jewelry. Seriously. Even if you get like a giant, you know, 4-carat ring, I mean, that's not going to be even close to $1 million.
So people are now upset at the pastor. And they're saying, wait a second. Wait, you're a man of the cloth. What are you doing with $1 million of jewelry on your person?
We've seen this before, though, with like mega church pastors, and they're wearing like the really nice Nikes, not like just regular Nikes. I'm talking like the limited edition Jordans and stuff like that. And it's like, where do these pastors get all this money? And that's just a whole nother rabbit hole to go down. But yeah, to your point, he must have been wearing every kind of piece of jewelry you could wear and multiple chains.
He told the New York Times, it's about me purchasing what I want to purchase. It's my prerogative to purchase what I want to purchase if I worked hard for it. How much are they paying this guy?
That's what I'm wanting to know.
Clearly not taking a vow of poverty, this one.
No, not at all.
Anyway, according to the New York Times, Mr. Whitehead, so it was live streamed on Facebook. So the whole robbery... I wonder if it was real. You think it was real? You think maybe this was an insurance shop?
Is this like the Will Smith slap controversy? Like, was it staged or was it real?
That's what I'd want. Yeah. I mean, clearly at this point, it better be real because, you know,
you're
going to
be in a lot
involved.
Of trouble otherwise. But.
So Mr. Whitehead, the pastor, is offering a $50,000 cash reward. What are they paying this guy?
I don't know. Like I said, what kind of tithes are these people giving out?
You see, all I can tell you is the church I go to, the pastor's not wearing $1 million worth of jewelry.
No. I think the most my pastor's wearing is maybe a watch and a wedding band. That's about it.
Interesting. Anyway, I don't know. That's just weird. We'll have to check out. I've never heard of this church, and I lived in Brooklyn for, 15 years.
Well, it must be doing pretty well.
Very well. I guess the preacher business is, very profitable these days.
You picked the wrong profession, Todd.
Clearly. By the way, I went to a church once, Grace Baker. They had their own juice bar.
Okay, that's different. A juice bar?
Yeah, it was called King of the Juice.
Oh, my gosh.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Grandma Heidi writes in on the Facebook page, very clever comments today, folks. Heidi says, Todd, my grandson got so angry with me because I wanted him to do some math, and he went straight for the phone to calculate, and I wouldn't allow it. You know, it's true. A lot of kids can't add 2 + 2 without having a computer in front of them. He's 15 years old, and he can't even add basic math in his head and barely learning to read a tape measure. What's up with the tape measures? Apparently, this is a big thing. Parents don't parent. Even my own son doesn't parent, and it is so frustrating. I'm a bad grandma because I want him to learn and make a way in this world and contribute to society in a positive way, but most of the time, he hates me for it because I make him work and nobody else does. Such a sad world this is becoming. I'm sorry, Grandma Heidi. Jeez, Lou. Marcia says, Todd, I've been saying this for years, talking about whether or not you should go to college. College debt is like making an investment. What will the return be on your investment? Well, I would like to hear from all you gender studies majors out there. How's that degree working out for you? Brad says, Todd, not everybody needs to go to college. By the way, maybe you should have Mike Rowe on the show to talk about the foundation he supports for kids going to technical schools and mechanical schools. Yeah, we'll try to do that. We've had Mike on the show a time or two in the past. Dorothea says, Todd, I do not agree with Pence. I look back because the great cheat has ushered in a change in so many harmful ways to our nation. Well, it was on him. No doubt about that. All right. Good comments over there on the Facebook live feed. This comes from Ben Dieter, who's the news anchor at KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee, our flagship station. Things nobody teaches you. Grace Baker, have you seen this? This is a fascinating list.
Yeah, he uncovered quite some issues
here. Are these, did he write this or is this from somebody else?
He found this and pieced it together.
I see. So it's plagiarized. I'm just kidding.
Gosh. That
escalated quickly. There are so many things in life that nobody teaches you, things your parents don't teach you, things you don't get taught in school. The first thing is where the fuel tank is on your car. That's true.
It's a good point.
It took me forever. You know, I got the Cadillac, and it's on the driver's side.
Yeah.
But, you pull in, and it's on the other side. You got to. It's all very confusing.
Well, I found out this little tip, actually, about this that my mom told me. And on your gas gauge, there's an arrow on the gas that points to which side it is. So if you're ever in a car and you don't know, you look at the gas gauge, and there's an arrow to tell you.
Is that right?
Fun fact.
Why didn't anybody tell me that?
The more you know, folks.
There you go. Oh, that's right. If I kept reading, there's a little arrow there to indicate which side it's on.
I was going to say, actually, I didn't know that, but...
Stop. The second thing nobody teaches you is that sometimes the drains in your bathroom smell. This what? This does not happen in my home.
I've never thought about that one time.
This happens if it hasn't rained in a while. Nobody tells you have to flush them out with water every few months to stop this from happening. Is that true? Nobody tells you that?
I guess not.
Okay. Nobody warns you how bad your PMS gets after you hit 30. Wait, what? After you hit 30. I'm just going to scoot past this one. Nobody teaches you that the more you give, the more people will take.
This is true.
Nobody. Wow, that's kind of sad.
Sad, I think.
Nobody teaches you that as you get older, you'll stop hearing about the things that happen to other people and they'll start happening to you.
That's very true.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we used to make fun of all the old fogies, how you doing? Uh-huh. Well, my elbow hurts. And then I realized I do the same thing now. My elbow's fine, though.
Good.
Nobody teaches you how to cope with anxiety or depression.
This is true.
That's true. They just medicate you. Nobody teaches.
Or just say deal with it.
Or that, too. Nobody teaches you how to demand respect for yourself. Nobody tells you to make sure you love. Oh, this is all deep stuff. I thought this was humorous.
I think it's meant to be a launch pad onto the discussion of things you were not taught. I was personally, on the subject of cars, not taught how to change a tire, do your oil, or
can we go back to the fuel tank? I'm fascinated by that. I had no idea about the arrow.
Learn something new every day.
There you go. All right, folks, we got to scoot out of here. Been a good show today. We're going to break down the president's speech tomorrow. Ought to be a doozy. They'll have it on Newsmax. Be good, America.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, a driveway basketball hoop, including the base, weighs around 400 pounds. Something you probably do know, there's a windstorm coming. Something you probably don't know, a basketball hoop tipping over can poke a hole in a car roof like a can opener.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.